This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger.
The trade union movement is the largest social movement defending democracy and democratic values. And that's why we are often the first to be attacked by those that want to destroy democracy.
Luc Triangle is the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global body which represents national union centers such as the Nigeria Labor Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States. Mr. Triangle was speaking at the opening of a worldwide campaign to support democracy. The Economist Group, which tracks democracy around the world, reports that only 8% of countries can be called full democracies. The rest, some 92%, are either flawed democracies or ruled by authoritarian regimes. The ITUC points out that countries with nearly 4 billion people, half of the world's population, will be conducting some form of election this year. Mr. Triangle.
We represent 200 million members in nearly 170 countries, and without any doubt, we are the largest democratic movement in the world. We are going to share with you our trade union vision for a more democratic world and why trade union action for democracy is absolutely needed. And we will describe how the ITUC and our more than 330 affiliates that we indeed have all over the world are taking action and will take action on every continent to make this vision for democracy reality. This year, more than 4 billion people in more than 60 countries will be impacted by national elections, and that's the highest number in history. Not all elections are fair, and even when they are fair, elections are often not enough, because democracy is under threat everywhere in the world. I speak to you from Europe, where recent elections in Finland and the Netherlands show a resurgence in right-wing and often also anti-union political parties committed to undermining universal democratic rights. And the same patterns can be seen from Indonesia and India to Argentina. At the same time, every region of the world is wrecked by armed conflict or war, whether at the hands of cartels in Latin America, military regimes in Africa and Asia, or authoritarians here in Europe. But it's not only in legislatures or on battlefields that democracy is being threatened. In global institutions, from the United Nations to the ILO to the IMF, geopolitical blocs are threatening a new Cold War and the unraveling of multilateralism. Democratic elections go hand in hand with democratic values. Standing up for universal human rights, rights for minorities, rights for LGBTQ, for women's rights, the freedom of speech, having a free press, and much more. Where we see an erosion of democracy and democratic values, we also are faced with attacks on workers' rights and trade unions. Also where it's most urgently needed, and that's in our workplaces. Most of the world's workers are denied today from formal employment and the protections that come with it. Our ITUC Global Rights Index revealed that 77% of countries excluded groups of workers from the right to establish or join a trade union. And where workers do have formal employment, their rights are often being violated. The Global Rights Index also showed that the right to strike was violated in 87% of countries and the right to collective bargaining in 79% of them. In 46% of countries, one on two, workers were detained or arrested for trade union activity. The trade union movement is the largest social movement defending democracy and democratic values. And that's why we are often the first to be attacked by those that want to destroy democracy. And the only way to stop this backslide is through a truly democratic movement that crosses borders and sectors, ages and genders, races and religions. One that has the power, presence and accountability to change institutions in every village, country and center of power. The only force with that kind of reach is the trade union movement. That's why we are uniting in this global campaign for democracy. The good news is that we are not alone. Every day in their workplaces, workers are fighting for democracy. Every day in countries around the world, trade unions are cooperating with social movements to build independent collective power. And every day our allies, whether in the environmental, democracy, feminist, LGBTQ, indigenous, racial justice, or disability movements, are campaigning for the same democratic values as we do. Moreover, we are fighting to defeat anti-democratic forces for a new social contract, one that, if implemented, can ensure a better world for people and for the planet. And to elaborate on these points, today we are also releasing our political brief, which lays out in detail the role of trade unions in this fight and the values that we are fighting for. And you can find this brief in multiple languages on our website. As important as our values is how we plan to make them reality. As I've said, this is a fight for democracy in every sphere of human life. Throughout the year, ITUC affiliates around the world will take action in three arenas of struggle: at work, in societies, and in global institutions. Three times this year, that action will be coordinated into global rounds of action. We will also see action developed in each of our regions. And just a few examples. In Latin America, our regional organization TUCA will gather for a conference for democracy in Guatemala. In Africa, ITUC Africa will be supporting workers in Gambia as they launch a new national force for public sector workers. In Asia, ITUC Asia Pacific will be coordinating actions in solidarity with workers in Myanmar. And in Europe, the Pan-European Regional Council and the European Trade Union Confederation will be coordinating actions in solidarity with trade unionists imprisoned in Belarus. These actions will culminate in ITUC's intervention at the spring meetings of the World Bank and the IMF, where we will be pushing back against financial policies that threaten to further undermine democracy around the world. In June, we will see a similar pattern of activity, this time focused on winning democracy at work ahead of the International Labour Conference. Specifically, we'll be focusing on the need to expand democratic space for informal workers, especially those in the care economy, platform workers, and migrant workers. In September, we'll see global actions leading up to the United Nations General Assembly and the Summit of the Future, where governments will convene to begin setting the agenda for the next decade. Our message will be simple. In a democratic world, it should be workers setting the agenda and not greedy corporations who fund right-wing movements. Taking together, you can see that we will leave no stone unturned in our campaign for democracy. We will campaign for elections everywhere to be free and fair, for freedom of association, for the right to strike and collective bargaining, for freedom of expression and freedom of press, for all workers to be included and treated equally. And I'm confident that together with our allies, we can and we will win. I want to leave you with one key message, that this campaign, it's not a campaign that will be won in 1 year. Democracy, it's not a spectator sport. And trade unions, we are not service providers. We exist to channel the democratic will of workers into action. And it will require all of you to claim your place in this movement with your co-workers and friends. We at the ITUC are here to help and to support you. We can use the leverage created by the action you take at work or in society to advance a new social contract for workers.
More information about the ITUC's global campaign for democracy can be found on the Confederation's website at ituc-csi.org.